Quiet, please. Quiet, please.
The Inexplicable Dumb Show presents Quiet, Please, which is written and directed by Willis Cooper, and which features John Molden. Quiet, Please for tonight is called Below Fifth Avenue.
Oh, well, you'll just have to excuse me. Sudden sounds and things like that. I'm just so upset. I'm coming, for heaven's sake. Yes, here I am. Hello? He's not here. What? I say he's not here. Me? I'm his, manservant. No, I am not here. Oh. All right. No, I will not have you coming here. I'm just in a tizzy. You can't come here. What? Hello? Huh? Heck. I'll declare, I'll never get adjusted. Television, radar, wars, Russian Bolsheviks, people flying across the ocean every which way. It wasn't like that in my day. My. I wish I had a bottle of beer. Oh, no, what was I saying? I never want to drink beer again. No, sir, it certainly wasn't like this in my day. There wasn't anybody flying every which way across the ocean in my day. Not that this young fellow did it. Well, sir, when I heard he was going to fly the ocean, I just said to myself, I'm going out to Roosevelt Field and watch him take off, after all. For after all, didn't he used to fly the mail right smack over our house in South Pekin, Illinois, practically every night? I just felt like an old friend. I simply had to see him take off. So I went out to Roosevelt Field, and my, what a journey that was! And of course I got there too late. And all I saw was a lot of greaseball mechanics standing around and shaking their heads and feeling sorry for Lindy. Well, I had my revenge. Take it from me. I took a girlfriend of mine to the fights at Yankee Stadium the next night. This Jack Sharkey or George Sharkey or Tom Sharkey or whatever his name was fighting this big hooligan named Maloney. And then the announcer stood up and said Lindy was way out over the ocean and we should pray for him. And we all stood up and prayed. Even this Gwen darling that was with me. I mean, her name was Darling. And you know what happened? That was the 20th day of May, 1927. And on the 21st, Charles Augustus Lindbergh landed at Le Bourget Field in Paris. Wasn't that wonderful? I sent him a cable. But I suppose he got so many cables. Oh my, it just seems like yesterday. Oh boy, does it. Where was I? Oh, yes. After the fights. Do you know, it's funny, I don't remember who won. We came downtown on the subway, but then Darling wanted to ride on top of a bus. So we got off somewhere and got on top of the Fifth Avenue bus. And she lived down in the village, Greenwich Village, you know. And I went past her house yesterday, and it isn't there anymore. And there isn't any Gwen Darling in the phone book, so how can I find her, I ask you? Well, anyway, she wanted to walk. Oh, these people that always want to walk. And I have a bunion as big as heavens. I always say there's nothing worse than a bunion. Well, so we got off at 14th Street, and we paddled down to 5th Avenue, and when we got to 10th Street, there was a great big hole in the middle of the street, and Gwenny looked at me and said one of those awful cliches people always say, you know?
New York will be a nice town if they ever get it finished, won't it, Romney?
I read the New Yorker too, darling.
It wasn't the New Yorker, it was the Literary Digest.
Well, whatever it was, I read it.
What do you suppose they dig these holes for?
Somebody lost a dime, I suppose.
Huh? That was in Life last week.
It was not. I made it up. Isn't it a wonderful about Lindy?
Everywhere you go, there's a hole in the street.
Now that's a bright remark.
What are they for, Romney, really?
It's all full of little men who live down there, and they have to come up for air sometimes.
Really? Oh, you're kidding.
I am not. There's little green men down there, and they eat the coverings off the electric cables, and that's what causes short circuits.
What's a short circuit, Romney?
And then they bore holes in the pipes down there and cause water mains to bust. They just raise the dickens with the things. And when they get mad, they blow the manhole covers off and cause all sorts of trouble.
Really, Romney?
You'll believe anything, won't you, darling?
Well, you're so convincing, Romney.
You're a little idiot, Gwynny.
I'm 2 inches taller than you are.
Oh, be still.
Romney.
What?
Let's go look down there.
Down where?
The excavation.
What for?
I want to see what's down there.
Pipes?
I want to see.
Well, go look, for heaven's sake.
I'm afraid to.
Oh, Jiminy Crickets. Come on.
You don't have to drag me.
I couldn't drag a great big horse like you.
Romney Grill, you can't talk to me like that.
Go on. Look.
Nothing but pipes.
I said there were pipes, dear.
And wires.
Cables, we'll call them.
Romney.
What?
Look. A ladder.
Well?
Let's climb down.
Are you Dotty, girl?
I want to see what's down there.
Well, I don't.
Romney, please.
No.
Please, Romney.
No.
Come on.
Gwen, get away from that ladder.
Come on, Romney, I'm scared.
Oh, you, get your fingers out of the way.
Look out, Romney, there's a loose rung in the... Ugh. Oh, Romney, are you hurt?
Oh.
Now, how are we going to get out of here again?
Hey, you!
Who's that?
What are you doing down there in that hole?
What hole?
What are you doing down there, I said?
Well, we were just, looking around.
Well, you just wait till Van catches you. You'll wish you hadn't.
Now, see what you've done.
Let's get out of here, Romney.
How, fool?
You can't get out! I saw you break that ladder!
Sir, I'm very sorry about the ladder.
Fat lot of good that'll do you when Van sees it!
Who's Van? And who are you?
Don't worry about me! I just work here!
Excuse me, sir, I can't see you. It's so dark down here.
Look down at your feet! Van! Van, hey! Van, help!
Here, what's going on here?
Sir, I...
This big fat woman fainted on me, Van! Pull her off!
Why, the fat lady should be more careful. Here, give me a hand, mister. My, isn't she a whopper?
Hey, Gwen, you get up!
Oh, I thought I saw a little man. Oh, he's still there! Romney!
My throat! Gwen, my throat!
Now perhaps you will believe me when I make a statement, Miss Darling.
You said...
Did he tell you about the little men, young woman?
I was just joking, sir. I was made up a fantastic story about little men.
Mm-hmm.
It was made up out of whole cloth, I assure you, sir.
A likely story.
Sir?
A likely story. We shall have to go into this.
Romney.
Eh?
Look. At the little man.
Why, what about him, ma'am?
He's eating the covering off the cable.
Oh, well, after all, lady, it's time for his midnight lunch, isn't it?
I give you my solemn affidavit. That's what he was doing. It isn't bad enough to climb down into a hole in Fifth Avenue at midnight. No, we have to find a little man, and a little man has to eat cables yet. I remember I thought to myself, golly, I thought it was a good thing I didn't tell Gwen they ate people. The little dickens probably would have been asking for mustard to put on the back of my neck. I tell you, it was just the most fantastic thing I ever experienced, and I remember it just like yesterday, but you haven't heard anything yet. For the first time in her life, that darling woman was speechless. I could have knocked her eyes off with a stick if I'd had a stick. She didn't say a word until the little man took one last bite of the nice lead and came over and grabbed her and walked right up the side of the evacuation with her over his shoulder. I could hear her hugging and hollering all the way down on Fifth Avenue. And the little man came scooting down and grinned at this Van fellow.
She won't come back, man.
Maybe she won't, but we'd better move the hole.
Better do which?
Move the hole.
Where to, Van?
Oh, make it the corner of Vanderbilt Avenue and 42nd.
Vanderbilt and 42nd, right by Grand Central. Oh, goody.
Oh, and watch that turn at 42nd Street. Very tricky.
Oh, sure, Van. 42nd Vanderbilt, make it snappy.
And I tell you now, I looked up, and I saw the buildings on 5th Avenue sliding by the top of the hole. And pretty soon, the streetcar tracks at 14th Street went overhead, and we picked up speed, and the hole was just whizzing up 5th Avenue. Me? I just sweat bullets. Bail out? How could I bail out? We were going 40 miles an hour, and the thing was 15 feet deep if it was an inch. And besides, this van fellow had me by the wrist. I couldn't wiggle. I'm not going to answer it. I simply will not answer it. I won't. I won't. I know who it is. Oh. Well, for goodness sakes. I said you cannot come here. Van, listen to me. What? No, Van. Yes, Van. No, Van, I will not. Now you stop calling me, Van. Goodbye. Yes. That was the same Van. I will not see him. Where was I? Oh, so we parked the hole right at the busiest spot at Vanderbilt and 42nd. The front end of a taxicab fell in the hole and we had to move it. And then I said, well, I guess I'll be going, because I was scared green, you see. Nothing like this has ever happened to me, and I had about all I wanted. But this Van wouldn't hear of it.
No, buddy. We're going to find out how you know so much about our business.
Mister, honestly, I don't know anything about your business. I just made it up. Really, I have a very active imagination.
Yes, you have that. You imagine the little men eating lead off the cables.
Yes.
Funny, they never did that before.
Hey.
You heard what I said. What else did you imagine?
Nothing.
Well, imagine something.
What?
Anything. I want to try an experiment.
Well, should I imagine that these little men haven't got any names?
That's awfully easy. Let's see. Hey, you, what's your name?
Me? I haven't got any name.
You're Melvin.
I am not. I haven't got any name.
Well, imagine something else, Mr.,
Greel. Romney Greel. I'm a sign painter by profession.
Imagine something else, Mr. Greel.
Well, I imagine everybody who comes down in this place is turned into a little man.
Is that so? Go on, Mr. Greel.
And I had a sudden inspiration. Aha, I said to myself. Aha! And then I spoke out loud. I imagine I'm out of this hole and down at 10th Street and 5th Avenue again. And whoosh, zip, bang, bounce. I'm staring at the church at the corner and there isn't a sign of a hole in miles. You know what I said? I said, wow. Wowee, I said. And I started across the street. And I fell flat on my face. Why? I tripped over my pants legs. And I heard a loud shriek. And there was a policeman galloping up the street away from me and turning his head over his shoulder with his eyes bugging out and yelling bloody murder. Well, I said, for goodness sakes. And I tried to get up. Tried. I darn near fractured my patella. Why? My suit was too big for me. My suit was too big for me, and I knew why the policeman ran away. I was a little man. I was 2 feet high. I imagined one too many things. What was I to do? Goodness, I couldn't go home this way. It was all I could do to crawl, and then I had a brilliant idea. I slithered out in the middle of the street, and I sat down surrounded by my clothes, and I said in a loud voice, I imagine that hole is right back here where it started. And there was a noise, and I looked, and here she came, a row of red lights roaring down the street 40 miles an hour, and the hole pulled up right there at my feet and stopped. And there was this Van, sitting on the edge and grinning like an ape drinking a bottle of beer.
Nice imagining, Romney. Have a drink?
Well, this was Prohibition, remember? And a bottle of beer was a bottle of beer, so I had one with Van, and pretty soon I felt better. So we went below and I had a very nice sociable session, Van and I.
You know, Romney, you could be very valuable to me in my business.
Well, sign painting isn't really so lucrative. Informative of your proposition.
Have another beer.
I don't mind if I do. Well, this is very delicious beer. Make it yourself?
The little man make it.
Convenient. Could you tell me something about your work, Van, old boy?
Well, let me see. We have the water main department.
Water main.
They're in charge of breaking the pipes that carry water to the houses in Manhattan.
Why don't you have a department that attaches the water pipes to the gas pipes, old boy?
Excellent! Now you see how valuable you could be to me.
That's nothing. Go on.
And the telephone division. Yes, Melvin?
My name is not Melvin. Look, Van, we just got the Chelsea Exchange hooked up to the Easton, Pennsylvania. They won't get that unscrewed until day after tomorrow.
Oh, fine, Melvin.
Don't call me Melvin.
I imagine they'll get it fixed before that, Van. You know, the telephone repairman.
Darn you! Now look what you've done! Now we gotta get all this work to do over again!
What?
You and your imaginings! Make him stop, Van!
Romney, don't imagine anything till I tell you.
Oh, all right.
Go ahead, Melvin, and get those manholes blown up there in the Bronx.
All right, but go and leave us alone now.
I want to hear more about this work, Van.
Mm-hmm. Well, our principal is digging holes. You see, I was elected commissioner of annoyance and inconvenience on a platform of more holes for Manhattan. But to tell you the truth, I haven't been able to get them. We have to just keep moving holes all over town, and they're getting in pretty bad shape. Just as we've got traffic really snarled up, one of the little men reports a new place where everything's going smoothly, and we have to move a hole. We're just worn out.
Oh, I imagine in another 10 or 20 years...
Yes? Yes, what, Romney?
Why, I imagine you'll have millions of holes. You'll have so many that you can leave them standing for months. Think of that.
Oh, thank you, Romney. Millions of holes. I can see Madison Avenue dug up for blocks and just staying that way for months and months. Oh, man.
I imagine that's the way it'll be.
Oh, thank you, Romney.
Don't mention it.
You're hired.
I'd like another player, Bees.
A what?
I said a plea, Beers.
Oh, sure, here.
Thanks. Hey, I have an idea.
What's that?
Let's put a hole right at the each end of the Brooklyn Bridge.
Oh, that'd be fine, Rodney, but I haven't got any spare ones.
Oh, I imagine we could find a couple.
Hello?
Say, Van.
What?
There's a beautiful new hole at each end of the Brooklyn Bridge. Oh boy, and the Dodgers are playing a doubleheader today.
You can thank Romney for that, Melvin.
Don't call me Melvin.
Well, Romney, you really are hired. This is...
Romney!
Who's that?
Romney. Romney Grill.
It's Gwen. Hello, Gwen.
You come right out of that, Romney.
Uh-huh.
I'll call a cop.
Oh, I don't imagine he will.
Hey, well, all right, I won't.
I'm going to stay here, Gwen.
You come with me.
Nope.
Romney, I love you.
Nonsense.
That's right, nonsense.
I'll come down there after you.
Oh, I imagine you'll go home and go to sleep.
Well, good night, Romney.
Can you beat that? She went away.
Sure. Got any more beer?
Millions. Say, what do you think will become of that girl?
Oh, don't worry. I imagine I'll see her in 20 years or so.
Beer.
Thanks. Say, can I blow up a manhole?
Sure, where?
In front of the offices where I work. Or where I worked. Broadway and 8th?
Oh, sure. Press this button. No. This one.
This one?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, Van? Van? Hey, little man? Van, I pressed the wrong button. Gosh, it's dark in here.
Oh, well...
The beer made me sleepy. I'll take a nap and then I'll look for him. I imagine I can get a good long sleep. Well, I can assure you, I got a good long sleep, all right. Gracious. When I woke up, it was dark as pitch, or whatever it is. And you know what? That scoundrel had moved the hole. And there I was, coming to somewhere down below Fifth Avenue, and no way to get out. Well, did I have a tizzy. I was so hungry, and that beer. Oh, what a hangover. Well, I stood it as long as I could. And if I could have found that van, I'd have shaken him till the teeth rattled. But there wasn't a sound. I was all alone. Well, I tell you, I was starving, and finally I found the telephone cable. I tore it down, and I ate about 2 yards of it. And I felt better. So I slept a little again, and as I awaked, so help me, by somebody hammering over my head. Well, to make a long story short, it was the telephone company. They'd come down to fix the cable I'd eaten, you see. So I got out. Oh, I was a sight, but apparently I'd imagined in my sleep that I was my right size again. So I wasn't troubled by that. I climbed out of the hole, and I must say, it wasn't as good a hole as it was when Van and the little men were there. And I came out, and finally I found this place to live. And you know when it was I got out of that hole? Day before yesterday. 21 years after I blew up. Accidentally, of course, you see. Yes, sir. Oh, well, there's Van. The dickens with him. Just as soon as he found out I was out, he started pestering me. Huh. I won't answer the door, so you just knock until your knuckles bleed. No. Oh, for goodness sakes. Now, listen.
Good evening, sir. I am introducing and offering for sale a new type of household. Romney?
Gwen?
Oh, Romney, I've been looking for you for 20 years.
Well, hello, Gwen.
Where have you been, Romney, darling?
I've been away, dearest.
Are you married?
Oh, my, no.
Romney, it's still leap year. You have to marry me.
Why? Why, Gwen? Why, Gwen, I'd imagine I'd like that. Gwen, kiss me, dearest. Oh, how I love you. Oh.
Oh, Romney. Romney, don't ever leave me again.
Leave you? Ha! I just can't imagine me leaving you and going back with that fellow again. Oh, what was I saying?
I heard you, Romney. I heard you imagining. Come along.
Well, goodbye, Gwen.
Romney, who is this man?
Come on, Rodney.
No, Romney.
Bring her along, Romney, if you want to.
Ha! I just can imagine her coming with me down to that place, huh?
Well, what are we waiting for, Romney?
Come on, kids, we've got a lot of work to do. Park Avenue's all torn up in Madison, and I've got my eye on a place at 10th and 5th Avenue, where we started out, Romney.
Come on, Gwenny. Lead the way, Mr. Van Winkle.
Title of tonight's Quiet, Please! Story was Below 5th Avenue. It was written and directed by Willis Cooper, and the man who spoke to you was John Malden.
And Brad Oxenham played Rip Van Winkle, Tara Malden was Gwen, and the little men were by S.A. Hood. The music for Quiet Please is played by Albert Berman, who also composed the special music for the program. Now for a word about next week's Quiet Please, here is our writer-director, Willis Cooper.
You never met any of the characters in tonight's story, and you never will, because I invented them all. Except Van, for whom I thank Washington Irving. As to the hole, it's there at 5th Avenue and 10th Street, or was when I came to the studio tonight. Maybe you'd like to go look if you live in New York. Next week's Quiet Please is called 100,000 Diameters.
And until next week, at this time, I am quietly yours, John Malden.
Quiet Please came to you from the intrawebs. This is the Inexplicable Dumb Show.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY .com. Blueberry.com.
Alternative Media.